This screen shows how to issue a pipe command from a RexExec. Actually, the RexExec is going to do nothing more than just concatenate all of the character strings together into one long string and then issue it as a CMS command. But it has some nice side effects. Well, first you get to put a comment line in first to tell it it's a RexExec. Next, you get to specify your pipeline within quotes, with each stage being displayed on a separate line. The first line contains the pipe command and any global options. The global options are in parentheses, such as the one on the screen called end character and the question mark. Notice that the pipe command and the global options are a Rex character string in quotes, and they have a comma following them indicating that it's going to be concatenated to the next Rex character string. The next Rex character string on the next line is the first stage of the pipeline. The line following that is the next stage, and so on down. Notice the nice formatting options that you have. You can put comments on the right-hand side of each line, you can line up all the stages, and you can line up all of the stage separators. I even like to line up my quotes to make sure I don't forget one. When this exec is run, Rex will concatenate all these lines and create a character string or command string just like the one on the previous screen, and then it will run it and your pipeline will execute. Now, this isn't exactly like the other one. The difference is that in the spec statement, we spelled out next word as the part of the one argument rather than just putting in NW. Either method is accepted. It is important to note the sequence that we went through to create this pipeline. We first drew the diagram of the blocks, with a stage being in each block, or possibly multiple stages being in each block, and then we wrote the code. And if you do it this way, it'll be much easier.